This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Family. The house is a museum when people come to see them. They
really are a scream. The Addams Family.
Neat. Sweet. Petite.
So get a witch's shawl on, a broomstick you can crawl on. We're gonna pay a call on the Addams Family.
Good evening.
Spooky.
A little bit of a different from our normal theme song tonight, isn't it, Brady?
It is a little bit. It's spooky, styly, Halloweeny.
It's our Halloween affair tonight.
Do you think I can talk like this all through the show?
Maybe I can as well.
We won't get very much said at that rate, but anyway.
Tonight it is the Halloween affair. Very exciting, Brady.
It is. Now, I know Halloween is not until Thursday, but
yes,
apparently
true.
The tradition is that if you are going to celebrate Halloween on a weekend, it is the weekend before Halloween and not afterwards.
Oh, well, I've got that. Well, we've got that spot on the money tonight.
We are on our finger the pulse.
Now, talking about parties, because I'm off to a Halloween party.
You
later
are indeed,
on.
And I'm very disappointed that you're not wearing your costume.
Well, I might have been arrested down on Bourke Street.
I did actually see some people down on the street. In costume already, so
yes.
Well, I presume they were going to Halloween party. Maybe they were a week late for Comic-Con, I don't know.
But we are asking everyone tonight, what would they wear to Halloween, to a Halloween party?
Yeah, if money was no object and it could be completely not at all practical,
yes.
What would you wear?
Absolutely. Now, Brady, I've got a bit of a, just to let you know what costume, giving a very brief idea.
Okay.
Now, Andy and I are going, we have been Steven Spielberg inspired.
Right.
That's all I can
give. Is
there
a theme for the party or just a general
dress
up?
Well, see, normally there is a theme every year, but this year it's just a Halloween theme. It's just Halloween.
Okay.
So very exciting. Now, speaking of which, our music tonight.
It's spooky. Or it may just scare you. That's not necessarily the same thing.
Now, we've been, obviously, last time we did play a little bit of Maddie, Madonna.
Yes.
And we didn't get our Aussie content in.
No.
But this time, we've got the Aussie content, haven't we?
Oh, we so do.
Oh my God, it's the Shantuzies.
It's the Witch Queen of New Orleans. You're on Joy, 94.9.
Joy, 94.9.
Spooky. It's the Halloween affair tonight on Joy 94.9 with Brett and the other Brett.
I know.
We are asking our listeners, if they were going to a Halloween party, what would they wear? Money, no object, and it doesn't have to be practical.
Now, Brettie, I was telling before about what we were wearing.
Yes.
Now, in the previous years, the first year our friends, because they do this annual Halloween party, right? So the first year you had to go as your biggest famous dead female.
Right.
Famous dead female. So Andrew went as Liz Taylor.
Right.
And I went as Madame Butterfly.
Right.
It was fabulous. It was a great party. Last year, we had to go as your favourite villain. So a friend of mine went as Ralph from The Sound of Music. Another friend of mine went as the Freak from Prisoner.
Ah, yes.
Lots of Draculas.
Mm-hmm.
Andy went as Endora from Bewitched.
Nice.
And I went as the genie in the lamp.
Nice.
And it was quite a fabulous, it was a great party. It was like, there was lots of like Snow, the witch from Snow White. We had Linda Blair from The Exorcist.
Oh dear.
It was so much fun.
People go to so much effort. They really do. I am, of course, I don't know if I've ever told this story on air. Yes. I am, of course, traumatized by costume parties, having, yes, suffered through one of those events where you turn up and you are, okay, there was 104 people at this party. It was the 21st, right?
Yes.
Four of us in costume.
Oh,
four.
Get out of here.
Me, my sister, and my brother-in-law. They weren't married at the time.
Yes.
And the party host, person having the 21st, whatever you call them, his grandmother.
Oh,
shame of shames.
Well, see, now, I'm glad you've raised this, and I'm so sorry to hear that, and I hope it wasn't a Vicar and Tarts ball.
No, it was a rock and roll 1950s thing. So we went out and hired, like, hideous, rocker jackets, and my sister had, like, some big skirt with petticoats and frills and, you know, 50s things.
In a poodle skirt.
Yes,
no.
We turned up, and the guy having the 21st was in a suit. Who puts rock and roll theme on their invitation
and then
wears a suit?
I want to tell you a very funny story about this, something very similar happened to me.
Right.
So friends of ours had this housewarming, but they wanted to do cabaret, aka the film, the 1930s. Right. So it had to be 1930s Berlin. So the girls were all in sort of burlesque outfits. I wore my grandfather's three-piece suit from the 40s. The guys looked really, and it was fantastic. We played the cabaret soundtrack. It was fantastic, right? Not so long after, a friend had their 21st, and they called it a night in Paris. Now, Bretty, if you're calling a party a night in Paris, one would assume possibly a French theme.
Yes.
So we thought, let's reuse our outfits from the cabaret.
How practical and frugal.
Exactly. And we were at uni at the time. So my friend, Becky, and her outfit was fishnets, very little, tight little black shorts, and a black top with her bosoms being on show.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked like a pimp, right? So we rock up, and it was held in Nedlands, which is quite a posh suburb, riverside suburb in Perth. So we rock up and see everyone else in quite well, like the guys were wearing suits, the girls were wearing cocktail attire. And we were like, we're confused. So we called Jenny, it's her birthday, and she said, Jenny, is it fancy dress? She said, no, it's just a French theme. But if you wanted to come in fancy dress, you could. And of course, we start laughing. It's like, oh, great. Myself, I'm dressed as a pimp, and the girl I'm going with to the party is dressed like a hooker.
Nice.
So we had to go home and get changed, quick smart. So what I've learned from costume parties, and I'm doing it again tonight, is I always bring a change of outfit exactly for this reason.
Yeah, I was so traumatized by this. I have never turned up to a fancy dress party in costume since. I take it with me.
Yeah,
and I've got to say my costumes since then have been less adventurous, so that if I do get there, they can be converted into regular clothing much more easily.
Oh my goodness, Brady, thank you for sharing that lovely story.
It's therapy for me, this show sometimes.
Hey, look, another song.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to figure out what Halloween inspired song, and I thought, let's take it back. Stevie Wonder, Superstition.
Ooh,
you're listening to The Halloween Affair tonight on Joy 94.9.
The world's most uplifting radio station, Joy 94.9.
Oh, that was fantastic. Stevie Wonder with Superstitions. You're listening to The Affair on Joy 94.99. It's the Halloween Affair. We're talking all things Halloween. Brady's been still a little bit traumatised from his bad Halloween costume. We are asking the question, what would you wear to the Halloween party?
Now, you know, I'm quite bitter about pretty much everything.
Yes.
So I am one of those people who, you know, I'm not a massive Halloween fan, I must say.
Right.
And I have, like many people, gone, oh, it's just a stupid American tradition that we've imported here. Oh, no.
Not the case.
Not the case at all.
Oh.
Halloween, never mentioned in North America in the 18th or 19th century. It goes way back to Europe. America was a late adopter. So look, anyone who is heading off to a Halloween party tonight, fascinating facts you can throw at your party guests.
Yes.
Okay. So
excellent.
You got your word Halloween.
Yes.
Again, and like all these good stories, yes, there's about four different versions.
Now,
okay.
My understanding, it's Hallow's Eve.
Yes, Holy Evening, Hallowed Evening.
Yes.
Scottish Eve is even, and then it gets shortened to Ian. But yeah, anyway, so look, that's original. We first heard the word about 1745.
Yes.
So happy birthday to Halloween.
You're
happy
turning
birthday. 200 and something. I don't know. Anyway, so look, I'll give you a couple of different origins for it. So one we've got is that it comes from the Roman feast of Pomona.
Yes.
Now, she was the goddess of fruits and seeds.
Yes. Now, this is funny you should say that. It's because... Oh, sorry. Because I found out with old Pomona, you know, the apple bobbing.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually an ancient Roman tradition that the Celts stole.
Can I also just say, is that the most unhygienic game you have ever heard? Think about it. You've got your head in a bucket of water with your mouth open. That's gross enough in itself.
It is pretty disgusting.
And then someone else is going to come along and open their mouth in the water.
Can you imagine in Roman and like medieval times, like to access, well, probably not so much Roman, but medieval times, it was really hard to people to get access to fresh water unless they lived near a stream. But in the towns and the cities, it was... sanitation was disgusting.
It was also hard to get good access to dental care. So, you know, imagine what you'd
teeth,
be
what do you need
with
those for? Just put in some timber planks. You're fine.
Exactly. So you've got your Pomona. You've also got your Parentalia, which is the Festival of the Dead. Now, that links back to the Celts, that one. So they had a festival called Samhain, which comes from the old Irish word for summer's end. Because you've got to remember we're backwards here. So we're coming out of winter into summer.
But this is the whole thing about it, because it leads up to Hallow's Eve, or it's the end of the harvest. It's the end of summer that people are now signifying because they're preparing for the winter.
Yes.
So it wasn't about spooks and witches and goblins.
Well, it was. Yes. But because it's entering the darker half of the year, being winter over there, that's when the souls of the dead are meant to revisit.
Ah.
So back in the day, you would set out places at the table for your dead dearly departed.
Yes.
But all of this sounds a bit pagan, but the Christians have also laid a claim to Halloween.
Really?
Yes, they've got a bit of it as well. So they had Hallowmas. Sorry if I've got that pronounced incorrectly.
Yes.
But yes, so that all happens on November the 2nd, and it's just like a three-day festival.
Yeah.
So All Souls Day is on November the 2nd, which is, again, it's a thing of remembering those who've
parted
and that kind of thing.
So
it's not a big sort of pagan ritual. The Christians have made a claim as well.
Oh, that's interesting. You know who is a bit of a pagan, though?
Who's that?
Pete Burns.
Oh, yes.
From Dead or Alive. Brady, I'm going to play it.
Go on, do it.
It's a big, dirty 2000 remix of Something in My House.
Spooky.
You're on the Halloween Affair tonight on Joy 94.9. Roll up a rug.
Bring joy to the world. Listen to us everywhere. Download the Joy smartphone app. Now at joy.org.au.
It's a spooky Halloween-styly affair tonight on The Affair, Joy 94.9.
Yes.
Ooh.
Now, we were just talking about the origins of Halloween, and obviously Halloween has so many different symbols which have just sort of morphed over the years, haven't they?
They have.
Yes.
Let me tell you a story.
Oh, do tell.
About a man named Jack. Okay. Now, Jack was out one night. He'd been out drinking, and on his way home, runs into the devil, as you do.
Yes.
And the devil tricks him into climbing a tree. Because, you know, if you're the devil, that's what you do.
Yes.
Anyway, so Jack is so smart, though, that he carves a cross into the bark and traps the devil. Okay.
Right.
So, to let the devil escape, he makes a deal with the devil that the devil can never claim his soul. Okay. All good. You think, oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
So he goes off and has a life of merriment, sex, drugs. Well, there were no drugs in those days, but sex and alcohol. Anyway, dies, can't get into heaven because God doesn't love him, okay?
Because he's had this terrible life of booze and loose women and that sort of thing.
So he can't get in.
I sound like my mother then, sorry.
But he can't get into hell either because he's made this deal with the devil.
No, because he's made...
But the devil is still so angry that he throws a live coal at Jack all the way from hell, right? But because it's cold, Jack puts the piece of coal inside his turnip to stop it from going out. And then he carries his turnip lantern home.
Right.
Jack-o'-lantern.
So not a pumpkin.
Not a pumpkin.
A turnip.
Still in
tradition. Can I say, a turnip is a very unsexy vegetable as well.
A pumpkin's not exactly lighting my fire either.
But we all sort of like pumpkins. Turnips are hard to sell to anyone.
Yeah, they are. And look, the other problem is turnips are small and they're hard.
Yes.
So although that is the traditional Scottish and Irish version of the jack-o'-lantern, the Americans have gone for the easy option and have bred the super large, super soft pumpkin for easy carving.
Now, you know, with the pumpkin carving, there is a bit of an art to it, but you can actually buy special carving tools.
You can buy them pre-carved in my Woolworths.
Oh, really?
That takes all the fun out of it, doesn't it?
Why would you do that?
I know.
No, the whole thing is to cut a really rubbish two triangles for eyes and bag jagged teeth. The cleaning of the outside, but don't you cut... You have to cut the top out anyway to scoop out all the middle bits.
Yes. Unless you're really clever with your knife work and you can extract it through the eyes and the mouth. But
you'd
probably want to start that in about April.
Sorry,
I
didn't know I was sharing the studio with Rodan.
Goodness.
Look, it's not just jack-o'-lantern that gets a rough deal. Witches get a really rough deal because the origins...
Oh, well, they did get burnt in Salem. It's all been downhill since then.
But you know that it actually stems... From another pagan, because bless the pagans, goddess known as the Crone.
The Crone.
The Crone. And she was honoured during Halloween of old. The Crone was also known as the Old One, very original in pagan times, and the Earth Mother. She symbolised wisdom, change and the turning of the seasons. And this gets back to when Halloween was the end of the harvest festival.
Yes.
But it somehow morphed into the menacing, cackling witch.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, with a name like Old Crone, she wasn't going to go well, was it?
She got misdealt that hand.
Yeah, she certainly wasn't ending up Miss Universe.
And obviously, with a witch, she'd have a cauldron. But the cauldron wasn't about...
Boiling the little children.
Yes. It was about the whole thing about all souls who have passed would enter into the cauldron, which symbolised the Earth Mother's womb. Bear with me with this one.
Okay, it is sounding a little bit Nimbin Byron Bay at this point.
Now, the souls awaited reincarnation as the goddess stirring allowed for new souls to enter the cauldron and the old souls to be reborn. So it was a whole sort of like rebirthing experience.
There you go.
But then that obviously became, because the old crone wasn't the Earth Mother anymore, but she was a cackling witch, it became a bubbling, ominous brew.
Oh.
Yes, I know. And it's a little bit like, goodness. Do you know one thing about our next artist?
And she's an old crone?
Well, she sort of has the best Halloween costumes ever, doesn't she?
Halloween is every day of the year for Gaga.
It's
got to really
be Gaga. We've got to be Gaga. Have you seen Gaga live? I can't remember.
No, I've seen her live on DVD, but not live. She doesn't really float my boat live for some reason.
I do like Gaga. And I don't know if she's... I hope she has the longevity of a Madonna or a Cher. I really do, because I do like
It's often
what
a problem if
for.
You peak too soon and you're too outrageous too soon. You've got to have somewhere to go.
Debbie Gibson, anyone?
Yeah.
Yes. But here's another fabulous track chosen by yourself, Brady.
Oh, it's in the Halloween theme. It's Monster.
Oh, fabulous.
Don't call me Gaga. I've never seen one like that before.
Oh, Gaga.
I've used that line before. You're on Joy 94.9.
You amaze me.
He ate my heart. He ate my heart.
The world's most uplifting radio station. Joy 94.9.
Oh, it's not uplifting tonight. It's going down into the grave. It's spooky.
Ooh, it's a Halloween affair tonight. Now, Brenny.
Yes,
Brenny. Now, I have chosen some scary movies. Now, I want to see if you can...
Oh, dear.
...guess. I'm going to play a little bit of them, and I want you to see if you can guess
I'm
them.
Not going to get them.
You are. You'll be fine.
Okay.
Okay. Here's the first film.
They're here.
Ooh, So it's a Steven Spielberg.
Poltergeist.
Well done. Now, I only just watched this a couple of weeks ago.
I haven't seen this for years, but it was good, as I recall.
It's actually, what I love about it is it's a scary film without too much blood and gore.
See, this is the thing. I've got a friend and I, who go to see slasher/horror films, and I'm much more for the suspense horror.
Same.
She's much more for the slash and gore.
Well, speaking of suspense,
okay,
let's try this one.
Okay.
Here we go.
Here's Johnny.
So Jack Nicholson.
The Shining.
Oh, well done. Now, this is
two for two.
Now, this is what I love about this. It's a Stephen King novel.
Mm-hmm.
And the film was by Stanley Kubrick. And it was one of his most mainstream films.
Yes, it is actually.
Yes.
Because a lot of people have seen this, whereas a lot of Stanley Kubrick films are a little, you know, out there, shall we say? politely?
Yes, I'm still trying to get over 2001, The Space Bot. Honestly, I don't like the first part of the film, but I do like the second half of the film about when they go into the wheel in space, and I love the technology that he thought. What, you know, like,
oh, I 60s. Love seeing future technology.
Yeah. Whatever the top technology of the day, because they were never going to surpass it.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, this is the next one. I love it. This is the theme from the film. And I hope I love this theme. Tubular bells?
Exorcist?
Yes. Well done, Brady.
Can we stop now? I'm scared I'm going to get one wrong.
Now, this scared me, this film.
I didn't see it when I was... Well, I didn't see it till I was an adult, so it didn't really, you know. Actually, I saw it on TV late at night, and it didn't really, you know, I went, it's a bit lame. And then I did see the proper uncut version, the language and the extra bits that weren't in the version that was shown on, you know, John Hine's late night ABC movies.
Do you know how much I used to love John Hine?
I loved him.
My father used to say, Brett, you're only watching it because you think he's going to fall off the perch. He was such a lovely man.
He was great.
Now, do you know what I found really interesting about The Exorcist? It was inspired by a 1949 exorcism case.
I had heard that.
And it made over $440 million at the box office.
Wow.
So big bickies there.
Wow.
Now, speaking of franchises, because that went into a franchise, this is a huge franchise. And this is a... I think you might get it from it. Okay. Here we go. You better grab that crucifix before he comes.
Is it Freddy?
On a street named after
Freddy?
A tree.
Is it Freddy?
Yes.
Is he on Elm Street?
Nightmare on Elm Street. Now, the amount of films, Wes Craven was onto something here, wasn't he?
I love Wes Craven.
Yes.
I really do. Like everything in his early stuff, like, you know, The Hills Have Eyes, although actually his remake of that was actually better than his first version of that.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the first one's... Well, the first one gives away the ending right at the start.
Oh, well, yeah.
And so then it really just turns into a gore and... Not a gore, but it's kind of just, let's just watch them all get killed.
Now, just quickly...
Sorry, back
no,
to
no,
the
no, no,
film
no, no.
at hand.
Just quickly, he called the character Freddy Krueger, Wes Craven, because that was a kid who used to bully him at school. Ha-ha.
Well, I don't know if that's actually worked against him, because that kid's now ended up really famous.
That's true. Okay.
Yeah.
Final scary film. Another theme. Jamie Lee Curtis was in it.
Oh, has this got a hockey mask?
It might do.
Halloween.
It is Halloween. Now, this is another successful franchise, Brady. Oh, don't you love that? I love the key change. Because it's spine tingling.
It's intense.
Isn't it? It's very intense, especially with the low tuba in the background. Now, obviously, this was based on, I think there was about 10 slasher films. It's probably one of the most biggest slasher films, so to speak. And it's grossed over $366 million.
Well, there's like about seven sequels and then a remake and then Halloween H2O, which is good, actually.
Yeah, it is good. Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go.
Now, Brettie.
Yes.
Now, before we play the next song, you've chosen it especially, haven't you?
Look, I've hit two birds, one stone, as they say, okay? So it's Halloween theme.
Yes.
So tonight I've gone with a song that's all about vampires. And you think, really, vampires? That's a bit cheesy. Where would you get a song about vampires?
Eurovision.
Hello. Yes. In 2007, everyone's favourite DJ, DJ Bobo.
DJ Bobo.
Bobo. took on a couple of guest vocalists. And he went to the arena in Helsinki to perform the lovely Vampires Are Alive. I also was at said arena and saw DJ Bobo.
Shut up.
Live.
Now, why have you chosen this Eurovision track?
It's not just so I can reminisce about 2007 at all. Next week is approximately 6 months or halfway between the last Eurovision and the next Eurovision. And because, you know, you can't go too long without it. It's a Eurovision affair halfway point.
It is. It's countdown to Eurovision. Now, we have got the wonderful, we're reuniting the Eurovision team, the Joy Eurovision team. Michael, the darling Michael, who went to Malmö this year.
He was there this year, met all the stars and closely monitors all the goings on. So he'll have lots of previews about what's happening in 2014.
And obviously.
Who's in, who's out, who's picking their song, who's doing this, who's doing what.
Who's doing what. And obviously we'll be dialing through to our missing co-host, Hickey, as
well.
It will
be Melbourne calling.
But enough Eurovision talk. We'll have to keep our
save
Eurovision
some for next week.
But now it's Vampires Are Alive by DJ Bobo. You're on the Halloween Affair tonight on Joy 94.9 with Brettie Brettie.
Vampires are alive.
Joy 94.9, the freshest sounds from around the world.
We've come to the end of the Halloween affair.
I know, and not too spooked out, I'm glad to say, Brettie.
We should have turned the lights out and, you know, kept it, like, really spooky.
Just had a message sent through to us, blessed by an unknown number, saying, are you sure this isn't Aqua? Well, I'd like to say I'm glad that that person sent it through is because our final song tonight, it's like it's been rehearsed, Brettie.
I must admit, it was kind of cheesy. And yeah, look, tonight's final song, I'll mention it now. It is by Aqua and it's called Halloween. But I love Aqua, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I think this is a little bit weak. I think they've done this. You know how, like, everybody records Christmas songs because they know they're going to get royalties for the rest of their life?
They've done.
I reckon they've done this with Halloween because they think it's going to make it into every, you know, the greatest 50 top Halloween songs to get your party started.
So no Hit Machine Volume 8.
It wasn't on Hit Machine Volume 8. I don't think it was even on Hit Machine Volume 9.
Look, it's the last song, just for that person, it was actually DJ Bobo, Vampires Are Alive, and Brettie. DJ Bobo. because we are doing the 6 months. Oh, sorry, we're doing the countdown to Eurovision next week, but we are going to end up with our Aqua, the Aqua Halloween song. You know what? I'm torn around Aqua, Brettie.
But do you know what I like about it?
Because I mean, love Turn Back Time, but Barbie Girl, really?
No. Look, I love everything they've done, and they are still my favourite Eurovision intermission act ever.
You did say that. They did a marvellous Eurovision.
They are
Eurovision
really good. But you know what I like about them is they got on an idea and they just ran with it. So like most Aqua songs, it starts with them talking to each other. It consists of her screaming a lot and him doing the wacky voice.
Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, hello. Answer the phone. Brettie, do you think she's going to die?
I hope so. Good night, Australia.
Joy, 94.9.
This has been another podcast of The Affair on Joy 94.9.
You can always catch us at 6 p.m. on Saturday nights on Joy 94.9.
And catch us online at joy.org.au/theaffair.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.